October 26. For we are laborers together with God, ye are God's husbandry, we are God's building, 1 Corinthians 3:9. Among the many names given to us as believers, on as laborers together with God, 1 Corinthians 3:9. The same is found in 2 Corinthians 6:1, we then, as workers together with him, beseech you also that ye receive not the grace of God in vain. If God had so desired, he could have used some heathen people to rebuild the walls of Jerusalem, or he could have used the same King Cyrus to send his army with materials to rebuild the walls of Jerusalem, or God could have used the King Artaxerxes and his men to rebuild it in a very short time. But he did none of that because he wanted to reserve that privilege and responsibility exclusively for God's people. Only those who are truly born again and have received the gift of eternal life have this privilege to take part in building God's house. However, we are not safe to build a denomination or a group. We are called by his name to build God's habitation, God's dwelling place, a heavenly house. According to Ephesians 2:22, we are brought together as believers to become God's everlasting habitation, God's temple, in whom ye also are built together for an habitation of God through the Spirit. This temple is not made of bricks, stones, mud, or wood. It is an everlasting spiritual habitation, and the privilege and honor of building it is out of reach of worldly people. This privilege is not even given to angels, but it is given exclusively to those who are purchased by the precious blood of our Lord Jesus Christ.